You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
He will join me coming up from his home in the Southwest Side here in just a little bit. Good show for you coming up. We'll take a look at the weekend that was in the world of sports, how the new old faces and new places did as far as Major League Baseball is concerned over the weekend. We'll kick that around. A local champion as far as the state baseball tournament, that and a whole lot more as we come your way here, presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union here on KGYM. And a big thanks to DuPaco. Check them out online at DuPaco.com. They are the official sponsor of the Gym Class. Learn how you can boost your financial well-being by going to DuPaco.com or just stop on by. They'd love to talk to you at one of their locations. We got a lot to do this week as far as giveaways are concerned. And we have another week of the last pair standing with the Iowa State Fair for their grandstand acts. Actually, now down to three. This is where it starts to get interesting, because all five of the pair of tickets to see Boys to Men and Belle Biv DuVoe, they have been spoken for. So now we are down to three. Now it gets a little more difficult. Who are you going to choose? Is it going to be the Beach Boys with special guest Hanson on Tuesday, August the 17th? Styx with special guest Tesla on Wednesday, October the 18th? Or the 50th anniversary tour of the Doobie Brothers featuring Tom Johnston, Michael McDonald, Pat Simmons, and John McPhee. That'll be on Sunday, August 22nd. All those at the Iowa State Fair, and more information at iowastatefair.org. And we'll have a chance to win those coming up before 4 o'clock. And tomorrow, as Mark Dukes joins me here, we bring him in on this sunny, very pleasant early August afternoon. How you doing?
Hello, Scott. Hello, everyone. Please share.
Starting tomorrow, as well as Wednesday and Thursday, for racing fans out there, we have tickets to see the show at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway coming up on Sunday, August the 15th. It'll be a new chapter as far as the Brickyard is concerned, as it will be NASCAR on the road course at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, trying something a little bit different. I think it's going to be a very, very good idea. And we've got four pair of tickets for the race coming up on August the 15th. And we're going to give those away Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So there you go. I like the direction we're trending in. We're just making everybody happy here on the program.
Yeah, and we've got a promotion going on at noon on KGYM, chance to win tickets to Chris Young and friends at the Extreme Arena, too.
Yep. Yeah. We'll have more on that throughout the week. But listen in to KGYM during the noon hour and listen for that special code word during the noon hour. Make sure to text in to 366-1600 for your chance to win a pair of tickets to the show. So, all kinds of good things happening here today. As I mentioned, we are going to talk about the weekend that was in the world of sports and a whole lot more. Want to let you know as well that coming up tomorrow, the very, very world famous college football expert, Phil Steele, scheduled to join us coming up tomorrow on the program, Mark. Looking forward as we get closer and closer to the college football season. We're a little bit more than a month away, and it's going to be here before you know it. But we'll talk all things Big Ten, Big 12, and around the country with our friend Phil Steele tomorrow.
Yeah, looking forward to that. Phil always very kind with his time. Loves to talk college football. Very knowledgeable. The book is tremendous. It's out there. You can grab it. And we'll talk to Phil tomorrow. And we're going to be getting into more and more football, Scott. As you know, the college football season right around the corner, high school season. Thursday, KGYM has a NFL preseason game.
Yes, we do. Thank you for pointing that out. Yeah, coming up on Thursday, and doesn't get much more national than this. The preseason opener from the Pro Football Hall of Fame, the Fawcett Stadium in Canton. It used to be called Fawcett Stadium. I don't know what it's called now. But anyway, the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Dallas Cowboys on Thursday night. How about that? I'm ready for football. See, we can't. Buttons, when he was here, he was a Dallas Cowboys fan. So, you know, we were always giving him a hard time over there. Ben, do you have a favorite NFL football team? He's thinking. Nope. Okay. All right. Very good. That's probably the best way to go about it. You're not going to be, you know, terribly disappointed throughout the fall and into the early winter like the rest of us that, you know, live and die with our team. So good on you out there. 319-366-1600. That is a text line available to you. Again, that is 319-366-1600. Great to have you aboard. 1600 AM and 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, as well as the KGYM radio stream, KGYM mobile app. Be sure to download it or your smart speaker as well. And as I mentioned, we got a lot of things to do and cover on the program here today. And I think we start off with hearty congratulations going out to the Marion Indians, now the Marion Wolves. But as of Saturday, they were the Marion Indians, as Marion won the 3A state baseball championship in dramatic fashion, walk-off fashion, on a Miles Davis sacrifice fly, and the freshman scoring a senior, and Marion gets the victory over another local flavor, Dubuque Wallert, in a very, very good final. A lot of Eastern Iowa flavor down in Iowa City. Pleasant Valley, congratulations to the Spartans. They win the 4A state championship. They had to have a walk-off over the Prairie Hawks in the semifinals on Friday. So it was a lot of drama down at Duane Banks Field in Iowa City over the weekend.
Yeah, there really was. Two very good tournaments in Carroll with the 1A and 2A, and in Iowa City at Duane Banks Field in 3A and 4A. As far as the Marion State Championship, it was a wonderful story, many layers to it, I think. I think at the top of the list is a state championship for head coach Steve Fish, who has been in the game for four decades or thereabouts. Has had the Indians, now the Wolves, of course, but the Indians very close the last couple, 3 years. You could see this thing building as the talent was very solid at Marion. And then you take, you know, on the very last day that this school's nickname was going to be the Indians, it put an exclamation point on that long, long, long era of knowing Marion as the Indians. But of course now it is the Wolves, and Marion still has some good seniors, excellent seniors. Still, they got some good young players that I think you may hear from them next year.
Six of their 10 that played basically come back. They'll miss Owen Puck and Gage Frank and Ryan Paulson and people like that, Lucas Unson, but man, man. Yeah, they've got the tools to make another run coming up next year. And you mentioned Coach Fish, not a nicer guy, a better guy you're going to meet. Over 700 wins, finally got that elusive state championship. Been to the semis the last 3 years. Finally got over that hurdle, and old Fish, he was a happy guy. It was neat to see all those photos. The Gazette and others did a fantastic job of capturing that, and really, really feel terrific for Steve. His son Baylor was on the staff this year, and Tom Houck, who's been with him so long for Marion, and just and coming away with that state championship.
Yeah, it was unadulterated joy for Steve Fish when that final run scored by a fingernail. Gage Frank sliding into home plate in front of the tag. Really good throw from right field that just was just a tad late for Dubuque Wallert. But Fish was the type of guy that I'm not sure ever got into the game to win state championships. Now, wait, every coach in the back of his mind wants to win a state championship, but Steve Fish and many others know it's a lot more about the development of kids. And yes, winning is important. How to handle losing is important. But Steve Fish finally winning that state championship after all these years. And he's coming back. He's coming back.
Oh, yeah.
He wants another. He's going to bait the hook one more time, okay?
Indeed. And it would have been easy to go out on top. But, yeah, when he got that firepower back, I think it's going to be just fine for him. 319-366-1600. If you'd like to talk about that as Marion gets their victory and gets the state championship as far as baseball is concerned. And good job by all. And from what I understand, great weather, obviously. A little bit warm on a couple of days as far as Iowa City and Carroll was concerned. But it's going to be interesting to see the way that the Iowa High School Athletic Association, our friend Tom Keating and everybody over there in Boone, how they are going to handle next year. Are they going to stay in two venues like they did this year, or will they go back to Principal Park? It's going to be a lot tougher with Major League Baseball handling things as far as the minor league teams and their schedules are concerned. I don't think there's any doubt about that. I know it's not the AAA stadium in Des Moines, but, you know, if you you have two places like you do with Duane Banks Field and Merchants Park over in Carroll, they're very, very nice to play in as well. And, yeah, I think it's going to be an interesting decision.
Yeah, I think it worked well this year, and I think there are proponents on both sides to have it in one place or to split it up like this. I particularly like Carroll and Duane Banks Field. I think it works well. It's not an elongated week. In terms of Marion, you know, Marion has been around for decades and decades, has not won a ton of state championships. I think the last boys team to do so was the back-to-back boys track teams about, 5 years ago, something like that. It has had success in cross country, but hasn't won a state title since the 50s. Of course, Bob Thurness and his football team won the state championship in 1980. Girls basketball program has been there. But by and large, this is not a school that has won a ton of state championships, and more reason to celebrate this one.
Yeah. Yes, Coach Lauby won a state championship for the girls a few years ago and did a very good job with that team. 319-366-1600 as we talk a little bit about the weekend that was as far as the world of sports is concerned. 11:43 with a little levity today. I turned on my radio just to make sure the Cubs didn't trade you guys today. That's over, 11:43. It's over. But thank you for the segue. That's an awesome segue for you.
Well, if we got traded, we probably hit it out of the park somewhere else.
True, as Chris Bryant did in his debut with the San Francisco Giants. You know, Javi Baez as well, doing good things. I'm hoping for good things once Craig Kimbrell and others from the bullpen get in as far as the White Sox are concerned. I will say this. I think the Cubs got a good one with Nick Madrigal. I was very sad to see Madrigal go in that Kimbrell deal, but I kind of figured that one of the big-time high draft choices was going to go at some point with the deals that the White Sox made, and that is the one. And who knows if what's going to happen if Hernandez is going to play stay at second for a while. Could be the case if they maybe move some people. I mean, who knows? You concentrate on this year before you start thinking about the future, though.
Yeah, and Anthony Rizzo went deep in his first game for the Yankees and has been off to a hot start there. It's really remarkable. Jose Berríos, traded by the Twins to the Blue Jays, scoreless six innings yesterday for Toronto. It's amazing, a change of scenery in the short term anyway here. Oftentimes in the long term can really benefit a guy. And I'm anxious to see that middle infield with the Mets. When Lindor gets back, you got Lindor and Baez. That's going to potentially be one of the best of all time.
It'll be fun. Up the middle, no doubt about that. As far as the Mets are concerned, and boy, that National League West is going to be a fun watch. As far as the last couple of months of this baseball season, we're down to about 55, 60 games remaining, right in that ballpark anyway, no pun intended. As far as the baseball season is concerned, the Dodgers, the Padres, and the Giants, you got to think they're all going to make the playoffs, but boy, oh boy, whoever does not win, the two teams that do not win the division out West are going to have to meet each other in that very sudden, stopping, heart-pounding, very short wild card for the National League. And that is going to be interesting.
Yeah, and I've been a proponent to make this game two out of three, but that's not the case. I mean, San Diego's up five or six games on the next best record for the last wild card spot. So you got to believe it's going to be a combination of San Francisco, LA, San Diego to get that National League wild card. And it's going to be a mad dash to the finish there.
It will be. 319-366-1600 as we come your way here on the Gym Class on KGYM. Right now, the Padres are 6.5 games behind San Francisco. But as you mentioned, they got a decent lead over the hard-charging Cincinnati Reds. Cardinals starting to play a little bit better baseball as well. They are now over the 500 mark at this particular time. The East, only team over 500 is the New York Mets, and they've got a 3.5 game lead over the Phillies. Houston with a 4.5 game lead over Oakland. Seattle still hanging in there, about 8 games out. The Indians have fallen back to the 500 mark now at 51-51, and the White Sox now with a 9-game lead. As far as the American League Central, they have the biggest lead of anyone as far as Major League Baseball is concerned. And Sox have been about 500 over the last couple of weeks, kind of treading water at this particular time, but we'll see. Cleveland has not pushed the White Sox, and that was a big win over the weekend by Chicago. So we'll see. We'll see how it all plays out. Plenty of baseball left, though.
Yeah, the division, frankly, isn't all that good aside from the White Sox. We've seen what the Twins have done this year. Detroit's getting better. Kansas City is up and down. Let's just concede the AL Central to Chicago.
I'm not fighting you on that one. I will not fight you on that one. 319-366-1600. We will get to the Olympics coming up and talk about that here in just a little bit. And kind of one of the big stories as far as the weekend is concerned, coming out of the world of golf, some track and field in there as well. So we shall see. By the way, speaking of college football and college football news, some pretty big news that coming out of the recruiting front, as and I'm not sure how to pronounce this young man's name, Ewers, is Quinn Ewers, the number one prospect of next year's class, Mark, of 2022, has reclassified and is going to be going to Ohio State. He comes from South Lake Carroll, down in the Metroplex, the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, which is basically a quarterback factory down there. So many NFL quarterbacks and big-time college quarterbacks have come from that particular high school, and he is going to jump into that Ohio State quarterback battle. That should be very, very interesting. He's going to join a couple other freshmen in that particular battle. Kyle McCord is a regular freshman, and redshirt freshman C.J. Stroud. So Ohio State's going to be good, but they're going to have a freshman as their quarterback.
I'll tell you what, reclassifying in basketball and reclassifying in football, I think is really two different things. We've seen kids, including an Iowa player coming in, reclassifying in basketball. But in football, now perhaps you could be old for your class. whatnot. You could be young for your class. I know many kids that graduate high school at age 17, some at well into their 18th year. But football is, you know, I don't have to tell anybody, that's a whole different game than basketball. And maybe this kid's ready to go. We'll see.
319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600 here at 326. And why don't we go ahead and we'll go ahead and get an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard. And thanks to Emil's for helping us out with that. Emil's Hideaway is open again every evening, Monday through Saturday. They offer online ordering, curbside carryout, and delivery at emilshideaway.com. And they are located across from the Lindale Mall and behind the Taco John's on First Avenue Southeast, Mark. And we'll throw it to you for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update today.
Abbreviated schedule in Major League Baseball. One afternoon game. It is in the fifth inning. The sinking Cleveland Indians actually leading Toronto 2-0 right now. Again, that game in the top of the fifth. No Twins baseball tonight. Minnesota will open a series at Cincinnati tomorrow, and we'll have game one of that series on KGYM. In the Olympics, the United States women's soccer team was knocked off by Canada 1-0 and will play for the bronze medal. So pump the brakes on soccer's going to take off after these Olympics. Simone Biles is going to compete in the balance beam after skipping the all-around and a couple other individual events. She made that announcement today. The United States baseball team, after leading 6-3 against Japan, dropped a 7-6 10-inning verdict against the Japanese. U.S. still in line, in contention for a gold medal. And friend of the show, Brian Haas, Scott.
Yes.
He's our co-host on Caddy Smack. Great weekend at the Iowa Open in the senior division. Brian tied for third and shot a second round 65. So tip of the hat to our friend Brian Haas.
And as we have said many times, we shoot 65, we just keep going.
Yes.
he stopped with the 65, so great playing right there. A little bit of breaking news in baseball, dealing with the Milwaukee Brewers. Josh Hader on the COVID-19 injury list, as he has been diagnosed with COVID-19. So, a blow there as far as the Brewer bullpen is concerned. 3:28 here on the Gym Class program on KGYM. Let's go ahead. We're gonna do this right now, Ben. We're gonna go ahead with last pair standing right now, and it gets a little bit more complicated starting today because we're down to three of the four concerts that we have a pair of tickets to give away. We've got the Beach Boys with Hanson, Styx with special guest Tesla, and the Doobie Brothers 50th Anniversary Tour. And you can choose from any of those three if you're caller number six at 319-366-1600. That is 319-366-1600. Ben, we'll get your information. If you have been a winner over the last 30 days, please do not call in. Otherwise, you are eligible. And we'll let you know who our winner is and what show they pick when we come back.
At a cooperative like DEPACO, you're not just a member, you're an owner. Active participation not only powers the credit union, but promotes financial well-being through education, better rates, fewer fees, and thank yous. A special member benefit that thanks you in participation dividends. Together, since 2016, DEPACO members have shared millions of dollars in thank yous. Find out what you're earning and how you can do a little bit better by saving, borrowing, and planning with DEPACO. Get the details at DEPACO.com/thank yous. That's DEPACO.com/thankuse. Requires credit union membership and thank yous program eligibility. DEPACO is federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity.
Discombobulated. Your business has probably felt that way for a while, but things are beginning to combobulate again, and it's time to take stock of where you stand. Network Computer Solutions is ready to help. NCS will get your hardware and software fully up to date. They'll ensure your data is secure and backups are humming along smoothly. NCS wants you to be prepared for whatever comes next. Schedule a free consultation with local, friendly Network Computer Solutions at ncsei.com.
Congratulations to Marty from Cedar Rapids, and Marty has picked the Doobie Brothers, the 50th anniversary tour with the Doobie Brothers on Sunday, August the 22nd. That leaves two pair of tickets for that particular show, four for the Beach Boys and three for Styx and Tesla. Your next chance to win with Last Pair Standing comes up between 4 and 6 with the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
1600 ESPN Radio is testing its emergency alert system equipment.
This has been a test of the emergency alert system.
I've got some famous.
Chris Young, Famous Friends Tour 2021.
I'm coming over, running every race.
Friday, November 19th at the Extreme Arena with special guest Mitchell Tenpenny. And Calista Clark. Tickets on sale Friday morning at 10 at the venue box office and extremearena.com. Chris Young.
I was raised on world, raised on.
Friday, November 19th at the Extreme Arena. Produced by Pepper Entertainment and Outback Presents.
I was raised on country.
All right, your chance to pick up tickets to see Chris Young at the Extreme Arena. And that comes up by listening to KGYM all this week during the noon hour for your chance to win tickets before you can buy them. When you hear the special code word during the noon hour, make sure to text in to 366-1600 for your chance to win a pair of tickets to the show. There you go. 319-366-1600. Couple of texts coming in congratulating the Marion Indians. And Mark, one text as well from 8386, bluntly letting us know, worst coverage of the Olympics that I can remember.
Yeah, I'd like to know why, because it could be several factors. It could be, you know, the
time difference. The time difference.
Well, I think the time difference is number one, no doubt, because very few things are live, and when they are live, they're, in very early in the morning. Perhaps it's because some of the stars have not performed. Simone Biles, she is coming back for the balance beam, but she pulled out. Why is it the worst coverage? Is it, or maybe it's NBC? I don't know. But it's always difficult when there's a time difference.
Yep.
13, 14 hours. We saw that with the golf. I stayed up till midnight watching it, and it still wasn't over over the weekend. You face that when it's overseas, Australia, Japan, whatnot. I think that has a lot to do with it.
Yeah. 319-366-1600 as we come your way here on the gym class program. A reminder before we talk about the Olympics that we have, of course, for you, the gym has partnered with Fairfax State Savings Bank to bring you KGYM's Community MVP. If your organization has a charity or a fundraising event coming up, we want to help you get the word out. So go to kgymradio.com for more information on that. 319-366-1600. As far as the Olympics are concerned, here, Mark. You mentioned U.S. women's national soccer team falling to Canada 1-0 today. They will play for the bronze coming up. You mentioned the golf over the weekend, and congratulations to Xander Schauffele. Xander Schauffele has been so close so many times in majors. Now, this, granted, is not a major, but a gold medal is at stake. Finally shut the door on that fourth round and had a fourth round worthy of winning a big tournament. I wonder if this will translate as far as majors and more wins on the PGA Tour is concerned, but he wins the gold medal for the United States. After that, I think there's still the best line of the weekend was, you need a tee time for the bronze medal playoff.
Right.
That got a little bit interesting, certainly, with the big group they had. But I'm not sure you're going to remember. You'll remember Rory Sabatini winning his silver medal. We'll get to that coming up in a little bit. But several years down the road, I'm not sure many are going to remember the CT Pan of Taipei took home the bronze from the 2020/21 Olympic Games.
Yeah, even though it was, it's not the greatest field ever because of the qualifying standards. Schauffele really did what he had to do down the stretch, I guess I should say. Hideki Matsuyama, all the pressure of his country of Japan on his shoulders, had multiple chances to medal. He did get into the playoff, the seven-way playoff, but missed just a ton of putts. There's superstars in that playoff like Matsuyama and Rory McIlroy, among others. But it was CT Pan who prevailed over Colin Morikawa, another superstar. So it was fun to watch. We'll have the women competing this week in Japan on the same venue. I'd like Olympic golf. I'd like to see it tweaked a little bit. But how, I'm not sure. Maybe not allow a guy who's been a citizen of a country 18 months to compete.
Well, that's the bigger story, I believe. And that is the fact, in case you missed it over the weekend. Rory Sabatini, who is a South African, and did not compete, though, for South Africa. And you're going to have to refresh my memory on which country he did represent over the weekend at the Olympics.
Slovakia.
Slovakia. His wife is from Slovakia. And so secured dual citizenship, which, is fine. That's great. But knew he was not going to make the Olympic field from South Africa, so he chose to go with his, I guess, newly adopted country. And people were kind of losing their minds over this thing a little bit. He obeyed the rules. Whether you think the rule is correct or not, if the rule should be changed, I guess that's a different story out there. But certainly, this is not the first time this has happened in sports. It is not the first time it happened in the Olympics. We had two track and field gold medalists, Mark, that were, you can make a case for American, United States born, and won gold medals for other countries. One was born in the United States, the Italian, the 800 runner, I do believe, or I can't remember which of the distances it was, but
it was the 100-meter champion who left El Paso,
correct,
Texas, at an early age.
Very early age.
Yeah,
it was the 100. Thank you for that. And was running under the flag of Italy. And then you had the women's 100-meter hurdle winner, who was running for Puerto Rico, doing everything according to the rules and the letter of the law, but I guess not for their native country, if you will. You can even go beyond that. Now we are into the era as far as transfer portal is concerned. We are now into the era of one free transfer. Heck, you can take it down to the high school ranks. There are players. My famous line I go back to, our friend Tom Cummer, former Washington High School boys basketball coach, moved out to Colorado, came back, saw him at a lunch, and asked him how things were going, and, things are great, got into a conversation, and he goes, I played the same kid three times in 1 week. against the same kid three times in 1 week. Tuesday, a Friday, and a Saturday. because of the transfer rules. They've been around forever, Mark. It's just how you interpret them and I guess your thoughts about them.
Well, as far as Sabatini goes, I think he did everything, you know, lawfully according to the Olympic rules, which I'm not entirely clear on, but he established citizenship in Slovakia in December 2018 because his, as you mentioned, his wife is from there. His stepson claimed he wanted to grow the game of golf in Slovakia. By the way, his wife's cousin, head of the Slovak National Golf Organization. But I question a bit of his intentions. This guy was not going to get into the Olympics as a South African-born player. He ranked about 12th or 15th on the list of South Africans. He is a U.S. citizen. Wouldn't have come close. Entering the Olympics, he was 204th in the world. This is a guy that lives in Florida, went to the University of Arizona, and about 16 months before the scheduled start of the 2020 Olympics, decided to establish the Slovakian citizenship. All above board. I question the Olympic rules more than anything else because Sabatini, and he earned it with a 61 in the final round. There's no question about it. He played his way into the silver medal platform, but this is a guy that would never have been in the Olympics otherwise had he not established that citizenship. I mean, the next highest Slovakian player in the world golf rankings besides Sabatini is 848th in the world. This is not a golf-rich country by any means, but Sabatini took advantage of it fully.
Good or bad, 319-366-1600. Without it, though, we would not have had a 61 in the final round. That's for sure. Only bested, of course, by Xander Schauffele with the gold medal, and he had to get up and down from about 90 yards on the 18th hole to do so after driving into trouble off the tee on the 500-yard par 4. But yeah, like I said, it's not the first time we've had transfer issues as far as athletes are concerned. I mean, not issues is a bad word. We had transfer, opinions, I guess, is a better word.
Rory Sabatini's in the field and Brooks Koepka's not. Maybe Brooks should have thought about Guam citizenship 18 months ago. I don't know.
I don't know. If we can wrangle that out there, we'll see how it all plays out. But the United States wins another gold medal. Hideki Matsuyama came oh so close to getting a bronze. And boy, oh boy, you talk about the weight of a country on your shoulders as far as Matsuyama is concerned. Playing for Japan, of course, and just came up a little bit short as far as that bronze medal is concerned. And it'll be fun watching the women's competition, I think, as well, here, as you mentioned, coming up this weekend. That will kind of anchor the Olympics. We're already over the halfway mark as far as the Olympics are concerned, and some very good storylines. United States still leading the medal count. U.S. doing very well as far as the swimming is concerned. Picked up a diving medal over the weekend. That was good to see. Track and field is probably where the U.S. is going to make hay, and they will probably come away with the medal lead and the medal championship, if you will. And probably a lot of people are speculating that they are going to win the most golds as well. It might not be the sports that we know from the past, the big sports, if you will, that the United States has dominated, but still, it's going to come out pretty well for the Americans.
Yeah, I think at last look, the U.S. trailed the Chinese in terms of number of golds, and the Chinese were right there in the medal count. But the Americans, every 4 years, make their hay in swimming and track and field. China has a lot of good athletes across the board, as does the United States, but China has a lot of depth in various sports that the United States doesn't excel in. But there's 30 or 40 events to be contested yet in track and field, and the U.S. is going to do very well in them.
Yeah. 319-366-1600 at 345 as we come your way here on the Monday edition of the Gym Class presented by the DuPaco Community Credit Union. And, of course, we had the basketball NBA draft last Thursday. We're going to start to see a little Joe Wieskamp and Luka Garza out on the floor coming up soon as far as some of the summer games are concerned. That's going to be fun to see. See how they acclimate as far as the NBA is concerned. I am kind of looking forward to see how that plays out. I do have this here, Mark. I wanted to get to this. As we mentioned, we have NFL football coming up on Thursday night. Westwood One will have the Hall of Fame game between the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Dallas Cowboys. Going to be a lot of interest, not only because that is football, it's the first game, even though you are not going to see more than just a handful of plays from the top line front players of both squads, but it is still football nonetheless. Fox today, the Fox Television Network coming out with their broadcast lineup as far as this season is concerned, and how time flies, Mark, because this will be the 20th consecutive year that we will have Joe Buck and Troy Aikman in the booth together. And they are celebrating a milestone anniversary coming up this year. They will still be the number one crew as far as Fox is concerned. Aaron Andrews will be on the sidelines. Tom Rinaldi, formerly of ESPN, will be making people cry from the sidelines on specified games for America's Game of the Week with his terrific stories of human interest and whatnot. And they will be tackling the number one game, and more often than not, the Dallas Cowboys game, which it is. I had to put that opinion in. It's always there. But anyway, the other Fox booth assignments go like this. Kevin Burkhart will join with rookie Greg Olsen, the former All-Pro tight end. In his first season as far as being a game analyst, they will team with Pam Oliver, the longest tenured NFL sideline reporter in her 27th year. Pretty good. Adam Amin will join Stink, Mark Schlereth. Shannon Spake will be on the sideline for that particular duo. Kenny Albert back with Fox, and he will team up with Jonathan Vilma for that particular booth, and Sarah Walsh and Lindsay Zarniak will be on the sidelines. They'll share those duties for that particular crew. Chris Myers back. Chris Myers. That was a bad impression. He will join up with Moose Johnston, the former Cowboy fullback, Daryl Johnston. Jennifer Hale will be on the sideline. Kevin Kugler, formerly of Westwood One Radio Sports, he is back. He will be with Mark Sanchez, who is a rookie analyst. Laura Oakman on the sidelines. And a lot of people interested in this, Mark, that the very popular Gus Johnson will be on selected games this year with Aqib Talib, the former NFL cornerback. And they will have Megan Olivi, O-L-I-V-I, on the sideline for that particular group when Fox has a few more games to get to. So no big announcing lead announcer changes for Fox, but like I mentioned, Greg Olsen and Mark Sanchez come aboard for the Fox television broadcasts.
Yeah, a lot of interesting voices and names there. I can do without Gus Johnson on a National Football League game, but he and Talib might be really good. I don't know, but we've come become accustomed to Buck and Aikman on primetime Cowboys. I mean, primetime NFL games, often Cowboys. But I don't have an opinion one way or another in terms of that. 20 years, that's a good long time, and there's a reason that they're doing it again.
319-366-1600 as we come your way here on the Gym Class here on KGYM. We will take a break, come back, have more for you before 4 o'clock as Todd and Alex will take over from 4 until 6. Back with more after this.
Say cheese, Iowa. Medicaid members can now choose MCNA as their dental plan and get access to high-quality dental care for a healthy smile. MCNA Dental's Smile Tour is on our way to your town. Stop by and dance with the Tooth Fairy. Get free summer gear and treats and learn about the importance of a healthy lifestyle for good oral health. Visit us Wednesday, August 4th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Coral Ridge Mall in Coralville. It's time to smile, so take a selfie and use the hashtag SayCheeseIA for a chance to win great prizes for your family. No purchase necessary to win. Some restrictions apply. Visit mcnaia.net for details.
So then I dropped some garlic and croutons on there, and the rest is salad history. I made the best salad ever, people, and now I'm making the best app. The Caesars Sportsbook app got live in-game betting, parlays, and Caesars rewards. Caesars salad ain't got nothing on my app. Nothing!
Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF. Download the Caesars Sportsbook app. Your app is ready, Emperor.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
and Doug.
And we're back with Limu, Emu, and Doug for the final question. Category is things you climb.
All right, Limu, what do you think? You sure? We're going with Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Oh, so close. We were looking for stairs.
Huh. Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Making Moves is brought to you by LinkedIn Jobs.
On winning teams, every player brings their unique strength and has an impact on the results. For the Showtime Los Angeles Lakers of the 80s, one of those players was Michael Cooper. He was one of only three players to play on all five of their championships. Alongside Magic Johnson and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Cooper was the Defensive Player of the Year in 1987 and made the All-Defensive Team for 8 straight years. A vital role for the Showtime Lakers.
Build your winning team today. Go to LinkedIn.com/sports.
It takes a professional basketball team stacked with star talent and experience to win a championship. And it's no different for your business. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the best candidates with the relevant skills and experience you need for free. Post a job in minutes and LinkedIn Jobs will match you to the most qualified people across their network of 740 million professionals. Nearly 40 million job seekers visit LinkedIn every week. You could have your star players in place this summer. Post a job for free at linkedin.com/sports. Terms and conditions apply.
Hold on. You want me to tell them about Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea in just 30 seconds? This is impossible. Hey, I'm Billy from Twisted Tea. How can I explain that first sip of cold, smooth, real brewed tea? So good! And the extra kick you get from just the right amount of alcohol? The twist of lemon, the... Wait, what? We're almost out of time? Oh, shit. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Look for the bright yellow cans wherever you buy beer.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Back with you in the Gym Class to wrap things up for this Monday edition here on KGYM. College football guru Phil Steele joins us coming up tomorrow. Cannot wait, Mark, to talk to Phil. Always chock full of information. This guy goes through computer models, you know, amazingly. Various ones, various scenarios throughout the year, and just is uncannily accurate. And if he says you're going to have a good year for your team, then you pretty much should put it down in stone that you're going to have a pretty good year. He's rarely off.
And I'm sure both Iowa and Iowa State fans are going to be interested to hear what Phil has to say about those respective teams. We have talked many times about Iowa State being a preseason top 10 team. We'll see if Phil agrees with that. And then there are the Iowa Hawkeyes who... Talking 7-5, 8-4, 9-3. We'll talk to Phil about that tomorrow.
Yep, looking forward to that. And, of course, you've got as well, we'll take a look at Major League Baseball coming up tomorrow as well. Coming up on Wednesday, Chris Liss of rotowire.com will join us. And looking for, I'm working on something for Thursday that I'll let you know about, Mark. So keep Thursday free.
I will. And Friday as well, when you are most likely at Hawkeye Downs Friday, we'll come up with a good show there as well.
By the way, if you heard our NASCAR hot pass at the beginning of the show today, I had a chance to go see the PDC on Saturday night over in Fairbury, Illinois. And Kyle Larson, dude can drive, man, anything. Sprint car, wing sprint car, midget car, dirt late model, pretty good at NASCAR, I've heard. Thinking about taking a crack at the Indy 500 someday. I hope he does. I hope he gets a chance to. And, boy, oh, boy, he was terrific in winning that race on Saturday night. And good to see. Good to see him. Did not get an autograph, but I got a picture of Kyle pretty close. So I got that going.
I didn't know you went to the race. All I saw was pictures of you guys drinking a beer and steaks on the grill.
They had some good ones over there. Steaks, that is. Oh, man. By the way, not good news. C.J. Beathard, the former Hawkeye, has been put on COVID-19 reserve list as far as Jacksonville is concerned. That retweeted by our good friend Mia O'Brien, who covers the Jacksonville Jaguars down in on the First Coast as far as Florida is concerned. So, best to him out there, and best to everybody as things start to pick up a little bit. Just be careful out there. That's all we ask, certainly. And as we mentioned, Phil Steele will join us coming up tomorrow as college foot. We turn the really when the calendar goes to August, Mark. I think that's when everyone starts to the light at the end of the tunnel comes on as far as the football season is concerned, in my opinion.
Yeah, and as the breezes cool and freshen, both at day and night, days like this, you start thinking about football and high school football right around the corner as well. I just don't look forward to what follows.
Winter. You're putting the air conditioner and the fan away on the back porch out there, and you're settling in as far as the heater is concerned, and that's not a good thought yet.
Well, give it another couple months. How about that?
Yeah, I think that will be very apropos out there. So, stay tuned for the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. They're coming your way next. They'll talk a little bit about Bob Bowlesby came out today with some thoughts about the Big 12. And their expansion plans and what they are going to do. No one seems to be in a real big hurry, or at least he said the Big 12 should not be in a hurry. So we'll see. I think you better, once the dominoes start to fall, though, which they have, I think you better grab the bull by the horns, but we'll see. David and Hudson with the last word today. Sanchez, give me a break. Mark Sanchez now on Fox Football in one of the broadcast booths. So we'll see how he does, a former USC quarterback. All right, Phil Steele joins us coming up tomorrow. Mark, we'll talk college football. You have a very, very fine evening.
You as well. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, you've been listening to The Gym Class right here at KGYM. Stay tuned. The Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn comes your way next.
With the Capital One Saver Card, you earn unlimited 4% cash back on dining out. Or in 4% back on entertainment or on popular streaming. And now 3%